Hi guys, welcome to my new podcast. My name is Amaya Sloan, and today we're going to be talking about binge drinking and the consequences. First off, let me just tell you what binge drinking is. Binge drinking is consuming the amount of alcohol that you usually would. Okay, first off, in my opinion, alcohol is not even close to good. I don't care if it's a cup. Why would you want to drink? Because the littlest things in life can impact something. That's like me vaping. I can get addicted. People can get addicted to the littlest stuff. But that's a topic we'll talk about on our next podcast. So, binge drinking is consuming the amount of alcohol you wouldn't. And mostly cups are like 5 to 6, but it depends on the person and how much you can drink up to. So, today we're going to start with our top 10 facts. First one we got is, excessive drinking can lead to difficulty concentrating, memory lapse, mood changes, and other problems. So, right off the bat, you know that binge drinking can lead to minor things like memory loss. Nobody wants to have memory loss. That sucks. Concentrating and many more problems. The second one is, when someone drinks too much, they could get alcohol poisoning. It can also affect the body's involuntary reflexes, including breathing and gag reflex. So there you go, alcohol poisoning. When I hear that, that lets me know that alcohol and drinking is nothing to play with, and it shouldn't be for you. Number three is, binge drinking impairs judgment. So drinkers are more likely to leave or more likely to take risks they might not take when they're sober. So if I'm scared of, I don't know, spiders or jumping off the bridge, I'm more likely to do that because I'm drunk and I don't consume the amount of alcohol that I wouldn't. The next one is, 1 in 6 adults binge drink every 4 times a month. So 1 in 6 adults binge drink in 4 times a month. Is alcohol really that serious that you have to drink it 4 times a month? Like, you can't do nothing else. You can't consume, I don't know. I wouldn't say consume so much sugar, but it's better than risking your body's lungs and heart. But that's another topic for our next podcast. Another one is sexual transmitted disease. Right off the bat, y'all already know that if you're drunk, you're not focused. Your brain is in the alcohol. The alcohol is your brain. It is controlling you. So, if Johnny over here decides to intercourse with you, who is there to blame? Is it you or him? Or is it both of you? Because you decided to drink that much. And he decided to take advantage of you. So in my defense, y'all both are in trouble. It was both of y'all responsibility. He knew that you are a little woozy, and so he took advantage of you. But that doesn't mean you're not in the wrong, I mean, you're not in the right either. Because you decided to drink that much. But it's okay. People have their own minds and opinions. Next one is, the most common, costly, and deadly pattern of excessive alcohol used in the United States. So you're telling me that alcohol is that expensive? Okay, I know it's expensive, but still. So apparently it costs the world a lot of money. But what's more important, the world or the people of the world? Because if there was no people in the world, then what's the purpose of living in the world? If the population decreases, what would happen to the world? Like I'm telling y'all, that's another discussion we'll talk about on my next podcast. Violence, including homicide, suicide, and sexual assault. So there you go. Binge drinking can lead to violence and homicide and suicide. Suicide, meaning killing yourself or having the urge to. Homicide, killing others. Violence. You already know what that is. And sexual assault. And we just talked about that. The next one is high blood pressure, stroke, heart disease, and liver disease. There you go. The top 5 things that will make me automatically say, I don't want to drink. Why would you risk high blood pressure, a stroke, heart disease, and liver disease? We need these livers. We need them. Along with our kidneys. We need them. So why would you risk it? But, you know, the world has its own perspective and people follow their own rules. I just know that I'm not going to be drinking. My mother doesn't believe me because she said never say never. I'm not saying never. I'm saying I won't drink. But, you know, whatever. The last one is, binge drinking cost the United States $249 billion in 2010. So, imagine that money times that in 2020. Probably triple of that. Because it's quarantine and people think, oh, I'm just going to have a glass of wine or some liquor. Just, you know, calm down my nerves. Why do people go to the strongest, most powerful, deadly things in the society to calm them down? What happened to coloring in a color mill? What happened to going outside, taking a walk, breathing air? What happened to baking? What happened to doing puzzles? What happened to the mental-minded stuff that will help you in the future? Why does it have to be drinking, alcohol? Why does it have to be weed, cocaine? Why does it have to be that? Yes, some drugs can help. I will say that. But then some drugs can make an addiction to you too. I don't like it. I don't care if it's cigarettes, tobacco, all of it says heart disease, lung cancer. I told my mother, I want to live as long and as healthy and as young as possible. So I am proudly to say I'm finna be 16 that has never smoked or drank, and I'm proud to say. But that closes it up for my podcast. Stay tuned for a Mind's new one. Previously coming to you, we'll have more podcasts because, yeah, you know, why not? Inform the youth. They don't listen to parents. Maybe they listen to other children. I also, before I close this podcast up, I also just want to say that people just need to start taking advantage of their lives and don't let other objects take advantage of them. Because as you see what's going on, it's coronavirus, a new president, Democratic, Republican debates, schools, more cases going up, and it's like, why would you risk it? Why would you risk your life even more? I can go out to school right now and I can get exposed and I can get it. That's like me saying, well, I know there's sharks in the water, but I want to go outside and play in the pool. If I know there's sharks in that lake, why would I go in it? You're risking your own life. And that's why, I mean, you can risk your life, but I don't want to. I want to stay alive as long as possible. You only get one life. And if you get two, that's a blessing and a miracle. But, like I said, we have our own perspective, views, and our own faith. So stay tuned for our Maya's podcast. Thank you.